Bathing Men, painted between 1907 and 8, may come as a huge surprise for the American viewing audience. It has rarely been seen in the United States. It's not one of the paintings that one first thinks of when you think about Munch's work. In fact, in many ways, it's a polar opposite of much of his works of the 1890s. Rather than reducing bodies to almost ethereal forms resting on the surface of his painting, these are now fully realized, robust, highly charged figures.
Munch's lung problems and recurrent depression were aggravated by excessive smoking and drinking. Physicians of the day believed that such ailments could be cured by exposure to the sun and the bracing waters of the north. So in 1907, the artist traveled to a German spa on the Baltic Sea to restore his health. Nude bathing was common for men at such resorts. And there are photographs of Munch himself naked on the beach as he painted this canvas.
There's a remarkable male erotic charge in this painting. In the background of the painting, there are figures far out in the water, engaged in a circle dance. Their arms are raised, very much like the dancing figures from circle dances that can be seen as far back as Greek vase painting.
Munch turned this painting into a triptych called The Ages of Life by adding two panels, Bathing Youth, which you see here at the left, and Old Age, which is not in this exhibition. Together, the three images represented the life cycle of man. Elsewhere, you'll encounter symbolic representations of the life cycle of woman, including Munch's celebrated The Dance of Life, which you saw as you entered the first gallery.